It's the most music in Madtown right here on 93.1 Jams and Krista. And yes, indeed, we love the fact on Wednesdays we share with you people that have been too dumbstruck because they can't open up their dumb mouths to say, hi, you're pretty damn hot. I want to talk to you.
So instead they act like cowards and go on to Miss Connections.
Ah, it's a beautiful, beautiful way to go.
But we find some good ones.
Oh, yeah, we do. We always love it. Once again, if you've seen someone out and you just weren't able to say anything, these are always great stories. And they're real right here in Madison. So, Aaron, why don't you kick off these beautiful stories?
Yep, I found this one. And before I read it, I'm sorry in advance. It's titled, Hottie at the Cemetery.
I'm sorry, what?
Hottie at the Cemetery.
That's right.
I think I saw you last Saturday at Forest Hill Cemetery. I'm actually a groundskeeper there, so please don't think I'm some creep that trolls the graveyard looking for sweet trim.
Oh no, you're way creepy, dude.
Usually people don't catch my eye, but you sure did. You had short curly blonde hair and nice curves. You also had a sweet rack that I could see through your purple jacket.
Gross!
I've never been this attracted to a woman before. You cleaned up around the grave and you left after. I actually checked out the grave and from the age it looked like it was either your husband or maybe a boyfriend or something. But the point is, you're probably single.
This is the worst, dude!
I'll make sure to take special care of that headstone from now on. In exchange, you should probably go out on a date with me. I'm not really the dating type. It's probably because I don't get to meet many alive people in my job.
Oh, good one.
I have a good sense of humor, and I've been told I'm not bad at sex. If you'd like to try this, then message me, and we can turn that frown upside down with some not bad sex.
No, I don't want to message you. I do not. It's so weird. That actually happened to me not too long ago. I laid my mom to rest, but the story is that the guy that was there that I thought was burying my mom, he was actually there as someone intimidating, acting like he was the groundskeeper. And he said, gosh, were you as beautiful as she was? I'm like, really, dude? This is not the time. Really? And then I find out he just lives in the woods, and that's what he does. He just hangs out at the cemetery.
What goes on in your life?
It happens in Superior, Wisconsin, honey. That's where they all come from. All right, so I'm going to kick it off. Women for Men. It is titled, Check Out Those Hams, Fam. Whatever that means. Sorry that title was just to grab your attention, but full disclosure, you do have a weirdly nice ASS. And I was looking at it. We met and talked for a bit this past weekend at Boulder's Climbing Gym. I was there chaperoning our youth group, so I never got the chance to ask you out. I've never climbed before, and you helped me out with that. You must go all the time, because you're crazy, crazy strong. I'd be belayed, I guess, for you after, and damn boy, you are fine! You got some serious buns, hun, and I want some of that in my hands as I squish and squash.
Wow.
I won't get the chance to go back for a while, so please find this email and email me back. I'm not good at rock climbing, but let me throw you onto my bed and show you what sport I'm good at.
Oh, yes.
It's an all-night marathon, though, and be warned, I will spank that booty. I know I seem a little bit awkward and kind of a dork in public, but under the sheets, ooh, honey, I'm a freaky deaky.
They always are.
Oh, you're so lucky. So wrap those hams up and come on over. I'll bring the leathers and the whips and the chains and grab that tushy all night long.
Leather and whips?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Honey, you love me long time.